Hey, Bubba Buddies. Welcome back to Mr. Matt's Storytime. The inspiration for today's episode comes from our friends at Jay's Wintry Mix. This is Bubba and the Snowstorm. Jumping giraffes was Bubba excited. The prospect of snow always got him giddy and giggly.
I'm going to build a snowman. And a snow lady. And a bunch of snow kids. And an igloo. And a snow floor. And then I'm going to make a bunch of snowballs. And have a snowball fight.
Bubba said to no one in particular. Bibi was the closest nearby, but she was too busy playing with her stuffies to pay much attention. All of a sudden, there was a knock at the door, snapping Bubba and Bibi's concentration. They looked at each other with puzzled expressions. They weren't used to people knocking on the door. Mommy and Daddy were, sure, but animals don't knock much anymore. They prefer the "I'll send a text message when I'm there" approach. So when anyone knocked on the door, it usually meant they were strangers, not at least to the kiddos. The calves let Daddy open the door, since they knew better to open the door when they didn't know who was on the other side. And even though they were giraffes, the peephole was still much too high for either of them to reach. Daddy clip-clopped down the hall to the front door. And creak went the door. I need to put some oil on those hinges, Daddy said under his breath before he could see who was there. But when he did, he was just as confused as the kids.
Hello there, sir. We're the forces of nature you ordered.
Daddy's puzzled look didn't move an inch.
You did order a quartet of weather makers and breakers, right?
Daddy slowly shook his head no. Who are you?
We're trying our mightiest to bring you a white Christmas. I'm Mr. Nino, and this here's my friend, the one and only Miss Polar Vortex herself. I'm from the Pacific Ocean and like to bring storms with me, and she's from the North Pole of all places, and she never leaves home without a suitcase full of cold air.
Bah, humbug. Don't listen to those goody-two-shoes. We're the bad guys, and we know how to have fun. Without snow. I'm Miss Packjet. I move super fast and bring all the warm air. Who doesn't like warm air? You like the beach, don't you? And this fella's name here is Mr. Ridge. His specialty is blocking snowstorms from happening. And we're really good at our jobs.
Bubba, Bibi, Daddy, and Mommy, who had gotten curious and clopped her way over, all looked at each other, even more befuddled. Why are you here? Daddy asked the question they were all thinking.
We're here to battle it out in your front yard, providing an entertaining show for all kids of all ages.
And with that, all four of the main characters swiftly turned around and seemingly floated to the front lawn, where they immediately started swirling and spinning, jumping and ducking. It was the most bizarre, strange, and weirdly beautiful sight any of the giraffe family had ever seen. Bubba and Bibi really wanted a white Christmas, meaning that it would snow on December 25th. Mommy wanted one too, but the kiddos wanted it more. Daddy just enjoyed the spectacle, though if he was being honest with himself, he'd like to wake up to snow as well.
Bam!
The warm air from Miss Packjet and the cold air from Miss Polar Vortex collided at Mr. Ridge. One went high and one went low. If that was it, and Mr. Nino was off playing somewhere else, the bad guys would win, and no snow for the giraffes. But luckily, Mr. Nino wasn't anywhere else. He was right there, swooping in with a monster of a storm, ready to take the collision right over the top of Mr. Ridge and deliver the goods. With a mighty gust of wind, Mr. Nino scooped up Miss Polar Vortex and Miss Packjet and lifted them high into the air, gliding down the other side of Mr. Ridge like a water slide. Before anyone knew it, there was actual snow in Bubba's front lawn. But oddly, only in Bubba's front lawn.
Whoa, wow, that's cool. Is that it? Are you just gonna snow there?
Bubba wanted to know what was coming next. The good guys and the bad guys stood up, took a bow, and all together said, "That's it!
We hope you liked our Forces of Nature quartet. If you're lucky, we'll be back on Christmas. And with that, as if they had somewhere else to be and another kid to amaze, they vanished into thin air. Well, all except for Mr. Ridge. He just lumbered down the street. The giraffes looked at each other in amazement, and Daddy said, "Whoa, did anyone catch the license plate number on that ridge?" Mommy just rolled her eyes, and the calves picked up their confusion right where they had left it. By then, it was getting dark, and the sky was starting to change colors. There were the normal shades of pinks and oranges and reds, but once it was completely dark, something strange and magical appeared in the sky. The giraffes were presented with a rare treat. The green auroras of the northern lights. Bubba just stared in wonderment, finally whispering,
"What a perfect end. A perfect day."
The end. And that, my friends, was Bubba and the Snowstorm. Special thanks to Jay's Wintry Mix for the story idea. And remember, you get to be exactly who you want to be. If you have story ideas, please ask your grown-up to send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. Don't forget to follow wherever you listen to your podcast to never miss an episode. And if you're on Spotify, Bubba loves getting 5-star reviews, right?
Yes.
And BB does too, right?
Yep.
And if you enjoyed this story and want to support our mission of encouraging our littles to read through imaginative and interactive storytelling, please consider becoming a monthly supporter. The link is in this episode's description. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll catch you next time here on Mr. Matt's Storytime, and we'll read the world together.
Make your kids read because they need to read when they grow up.
Well said. I wholeheartedly agree.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Bye.
Bye. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell your friends too. Thank you. Bye.